thought we were brilliant. I think we started really well, pressing them high, got on top of the game, playing good football first 15, 20. Obviously got that important goal, and I think we dealt with the game well, scored at the good times, and then saw it out at the end. We didn't panic, we didn't just start booting it. We were keeping the ball well in the second half, in the final third, not rushing, winning throw-ins, free kicks. So I thought we dealt with the game brilliantly.
Just a question, because up here in the commentary box, we couldn't work it out. How did your first chance stay out of the back of the net? The one that the keeper, say, pushed it around for the corner, and ultimately Aldershot scored from the corner anyway. But how did he keep that out? It was an unbelievable save.
Across the box, and then it just bounced up at me. I just got what I could on it. He was going the wrong way, and he somehow clawed it out. It was a great save, but thankfully we scored from the following corner. So,
and you played a part in the second, so your shot was saved, and Josh Scott put it in.
Yeah, cut in, hit it, good save from the keeper, and Josh was there, finished it. So a good time to score, like I said before, and then we saw it out well from there, I thought.
You're on loan at Aldershot Town for a month. How did the move come about?
Obviously, a change of gaffer at Colchester, and he wanted me to get some games. I went to Wrexham, and it was a bit of a difficult situation there. So came back to Colchester, and the agent of mine just called me and said Aldershot was interested, and you know, I snapped their hand off. I just want to play football, play games, and, you know, hopefully today I showed the gaffer that I can maybe start the next game, and I'll just go game to game, and hopefully we can get brilliant results. And all I want to do is play games, so the more I can play, the better.
You obviously joined relatively recently. How hard is it as a footballer to come into a new group of players and immediately be asked to play and form partnerships?
Well, I think the gaffer here, you know, it's clear in everyone's roles and responsibilities on the pitch. You know, I had a chat with him. He told me clearly what he wants from me. And obviously playing with good players, it's easier. Obviously there's nothing like playing games to bed yourself in, and the lads, you know, have confidence in you and you have confidence in them. So hopefully that's happened today, and go from here.
You've obviously played against Aldershot for Braintree, scored the winner at Braintree last season. So, were you aware sort of what type of club you were coming to?
Yeah, I played here. It's a big club. The fans are brilliant today. And yeah, like I said, as soon as a club like this wants to take you on loan and there's an opportunity of playing games here, I'll snap their hand off and I'm here now.
The games are obviously coming relatively thick and fast. At home to Gateshead next Saturday, obviously going to be a tough one.
Yeah, I think every game's tough in this league. You know, anyone can beat anyone. I think we just got to, if you can find some consistency, and like I said before, the gaffer, everyone knows their roles and responsibilities. I think that's massive in keeping consistent and keeping the results consistent. So if everyone's on their game and we keep playing like we did today, from what I've seen, we can go as far as we want.
Good home win today, obviously, in the Cup. I mean, how important is it to get a good run of form going at home and sort of continually pick up those positive results?
Yeah, definitely. Obviously, if you're winning at home, the crowd are behind you, and it's going to be a difficult place to come. And if you get a reputation at home, I think people, especially at this club, people will be won't want to come here, and we can hopefully see a few more off.
Obviously, the first round of the FA Cup comes within your loan spell. So any ideas who you'd want to get in the first round?
Oh, I don't care. Someone will beat. That's it. You know, I don't think the lads are bothered either. You know, just take it game by game. Whoever we get, put in a good performance, and hopefully we can beat anyone.
As footballers, do you sort of get as excited as the fans do about the draw? Are you sitting in front of the telly or listening to the radio, waiting for the draw to come out?
I think you always, you know, keep an eye on it. Obviously, if we can get to the third round, that's the main one you'll be looking at. But yeah, definitely, you know, everyone has a look, and hopefully if you get a big team, little team, it doesn't matter, just put the same performance in, and you want to win at the end of the day.